In the small village of Samundari, in the state of Punjab, a region in the east of Pakistan, an 18-year-old is being hailed as the Maria Goretti of Pakistan. We can even refer to her as the Virgin Martyr of Pakistan. Like Saint Maria Goretti, Maria Manisha heroically rejected the marriage and sexual advances of her attacker, choosing to die at the hands of her attacker, then give in to sin. Those who knew her well described Maria as a good, simple girl. She received no proper education. The only thing she had was a faith and obedience to help her mother with her housework. The only photo of her published by Vatican Insider portrays her in a moment of prayer. Judging from this picture, it is pretty clear that this young one had a strong faith, and that faith was put to the test on November the 27th, 2011. Maria's killer was Arif Gujar, a drug addict and son of a rich landowner. He had fallen in love with her, pursuing and threatening her for some time, especially after she refused his advances. On the 27th of November, 2011, Maria and her mother were at a canal near their village to collect potable water. Arif was there with a friend. He headed towards the girl with a pistol in his hand. He tried to drag her away and rape her, but she fought him off and fled, having denied him three times. She said no to a forced marriage with a young Muslim. She said no to the conversion to Islam necessary for the wedding. And finally, she said no to the attempted sexual violence of that boy. It was these refusals that cost her life. After she had fled the scene, Arif Gujar gunned her down at close range. He then attempted to conceal the body, which was found by her father. Arif Gujar was arrested, but he remained in custody for only 45 days. At first, the police did not even want to take a report of the murder, given the high-ranking position of the killer's family. During the investigation, the police also claimed that there was a love affair between Arif Gujar and Maria, and therefore exonerated and released Gujar. President of the Pakistani Christians in Italy Association, Professor Mobin Shahid, who had always been in contact with Maria's family, spoke of how political pressure led to Arif Gujar's release. He always says how there are false witnesses appearing, suggesting that the girl committed suicide instead. Not only, according to local sources cited by the Vatican agency Fides, some local Islamic leaders would have tried to buy the silence of the girl's family, a practice known as diyat, the so-called blood money, foreseen by the Sharia, which is money in exchange for forgiveness, an offer that Maria's parents, Razia Bibi and her father Manisha Masi, reject to the sender by saying, "We are not for sale." But in the end, the only solution was to find a compromise between the parties and the mediation of some lawyers and moderate Muslims, made up of around 75 Muslims and 35 Christians, managed to close the case. A heartbreaking story commenced Shahid, which ended in a dramatic way. But we must not forget that every year in Pakistan, more than 700 Christian girls are kidnapped, raped, and then forcibly converted to Islam before a reparative marriage. Maria Manisha, with great faith and strength, you resisted the motives of your attacker, choosing to die a martyr rather than submit to evil and renounce your faith. Look down upon us from heaven and give us the strength to face the persecution that is now upon us Christians, and if it be God's will, that we may, like you, become martyrs for Christ. Help us to carry our crosses through this dark world. Maria Manisha, pray for us. Viva Cristore.